Texte numéro 82. The Engineering Gap. When Dawn Bonfield, the former chief executive of the Women's Engineering Society, ran a stand recently at a military air show, she was in for a shock. There were around 900 brownies amongst the crowd, and Ms. Bonfield recounts, "I'm saying to all these girls, do you know about engineering? Would you like to be an engineer?" And in the whole day, probably 5 or 6 of them said yes. Every other one said no. Just straight out, no. What surprised her most, she says, is that these girls had already switched off. "So how much work does it take to change that?" asked Miss Bonfield. There's no shortage of data to back up her estimation of the scale of work required. The latest figures show that women make up around just 8% of engineers in the UK, and this is at a time when the UK needs to produce thousands more engineers. It seems even in the 21st century, engineering is still thought of as a job for a man. One student puts it down partly to the fact that girls are just put in the corner with a doll, while boys play with trucks and cars, and partly down to the idea that manual labour is the preserve of men. Sexual stereotyping and not enough female role models are well documented as reasons why girls don't choose engineering, as are misconceptions about the job itself, which isn't always about getting your hands dirty. In addition, in one of the many recent reports, the attitude of parents was also cited as an important factor in career choices. Educating parents, as well as the girls themselves and their teachers, is key, believes Helen McAdam, a civil engineer who works on railway projects. The UK has a particularly low percentage of female engineers. Other European countries put the figure at around 20%. In the US, it's 14%, according to a recent estimate. But the same question preoccupies the profession there too. "There's no silver bullet," says Lena Nilsson, a biomedical engineer who believes she might have found one answer. She thinks it is the obvious practical good that designing an affordable solution for clean drinking water or medical diagnostic equipment would do that draws women to her course. "The rationale of why to do it, not how, is really powerful," she says. "It's engineering with a social impact." Some courses in the UK are experimenting with dropping physics and maths A-level as a prerequisite for engineering. Others are offering courses, such as humanitarian engineering, which are popular with women. As if to prove Miss Nilsson's point, Helen McAdam says she was attracted to the rail industry because it is a useful and important part of our community. Adapted from BBC News, November 2016.